It is Great Sounds on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Bring your time to exactly 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. It is the third hour of, once again, Above Average Radio. It is Fresh Breakfast time with NSK and Shaquan. As we mentioned a little bit earlier on, we're going to be having a conversation about something that I don't have a clue about. I know there's a king, there's a queen. Something like that, okay? So why are you laughing at me? But I'm trying my best. So yes, we are having a conversation with the Namibia National Chess Team, and they're going to be representing our beautiful motherland at something that will be coming up very soon. But yeah, we do have Hiskill and Keisha to give us a little bit of a breakdown as to what exactly is going on. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome, awesome. How
awesome.
Are you?
Awesome. Great, great. Man, you have a voice for radio.
Oh, thank you.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Oh, is that so? Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Keisha, how are you doing today?
No, I'm feeling great. I guess one could say I'm feeling fresh this morning.
Whoa. Whoa. But I got to give you an A-horn. You deserve that one, hey? All right. So you guys are part of the Namibia National Chess Team, hey?
Yeah.
What got you interested in chess? First things first.
Oh,
what
man,
for you? His skill, yeah.
It's just the complexity of it, everything, and okay. It's thrilling to play.
Yeah.
You win some games, you lose some, and you keep coming back and
yeah.
trying your best, all those things.
Yeah, yeah. Keisha, what about you? Do you remember the first time that you actually played?
Wow. You're asking me to go back 15 years now?
We got time.
So I'm currently the age of 20, and yeah. the first time I touched a board, I was 5 years old.
Wow. Okay.
It was actually my uncle. He just saw me one day and was like, you know what, let's see what you can do with a chessboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And 15 years later, here I am playing for the national team for 14 years now.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a knight for the first time, and I was like, horsey.
Yeah.
My uncle was like, nah, it's not a horsey.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a knight.
So that's a knight, yeah.
That's a knight. And that was actually the first piece I learned how to move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's seen as one of the most complex, you know, pieces because moves in an L shape.
Mm.
And so once my uncle saw that I took interest in the knight, he was like, you know what, I'm going to teach you how to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And so at 6 years old, I competed in my first competition, got 7 out of 7. And I was like, ooh, I like this. Mm-hmm. I think I could get used to this.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, sharpened my skills, and at the age of 7, I joined my first chess class. I remember my mom was picking me up at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, mommy, here's my bag.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to chess class now. And she's like, what? I didn't sign you up. I'm like, no, I signed up.
I signed myself up. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of took the initiative, and from there, I guess you can say the rest is history.
Yeah.
My first international competition happened that same year that I signed myself up for chess classes. And, you know.
And here you are.
Here I am.
Here you are, man. So you guys are preparing for the 45th Chess Olympiad, right? That will be happening on the 10th of September. Tell us a little bit about that, Hiskill. How excited are you in terms of perhaps just also just preparing yourself for the tournament?
Oh, this Olympiad is going to be one of the biggest, like.
Yeah.
It's going to have more countries representing.
Is it your first time going to this? Or taking part?
I know, it's not the first time.
You've been there?
Yeah.
It's like nothing for you.
Yeah, there was a previous one.
You missed that. He literally went over his head. Okay, so, but how many times have you been there?
Only once.
Before. Only once. Yeah, only once before, yeah.
It was in India, 2022.
Okay.
We went there before. Keisha also went there.
So, yeah. Oh, okay.
It was fun. The first experience, you know, when you're there, it's really extraordinary. And the best players are there. They all come there. Magnus Carlsen, Fabiano Caruana, all the top players play there, represent their countries. And, I'm honored to represent mine.
To represent yours.
Yeah.
So, Keisha, perhaps maybe break it down for us a little bit more to everyone or every Namibian who's listening right now, passionate about being a Namibian, a patriot, and supporting anything Namibian. Why should we support you guys when you actually go off to this Olympiad?
Personally,
I
believe that people should support chess because it's such a beautiful game.
Mm.
If you ask any chess player to describe chess in one word, they will tell you beautiful.
Mm.
They will tell you out of the box. They will tell you it is just a magnificent game.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people think that chess is just you sit there, you think, you wait for your opponent to play, but it's so much more complex than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, figuring out, you know, your move, my move, and then still figuring out beyond that.
Mm.
Chess is tactics, chess is strategy, chess is planning.
Mm.
But it's not just the game itself. A lot of us think that chess is life.
Mm.
You are there. You need to practice things like patience.
Yeah.
You need to practice things like, you know, what do you call it? Thinking outside of the box.
Yeah.
So there's just...
I was actually going to ask you, in line of what you just said right now, I was going to ask you, are there any life lessons that you have some... How do I say it? Lessons that you've learned from the game itself that you've somewhat applied to your own life?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no, you so mentioned many. Patience.
I mentioned practicing patience. Yeah. I mentioned thinking outside of the box.
Mm.
But it's also one of those... Chess teaches you so much about life in terms of once you make a move, there is no such thing as taking that move back.
Mm.
Once you've made a move, it is final. And I feel like that is the same thing in life.
Yeah.
Once you make a decision, and speaking of decision making, chess really helps with decision making.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that I've come to know, you know, growing up, I've always been very stern with making decisions because of chess.
Mm.
And also, it's also simple things like time management.
Mm.
Being 5 minutes early for an interview, for instance,
or
being 30 minutes early.
Mm.
It's really taught us a thing or two about time management. Especially time pressure. If you can ask your skill. One thing that chess players are good at, it's we work under pressure.
Yeah.
It's the same.
And you thrive at it.
We thrive under pressure. Or at least I can say that personally. Yeah. I thrive under pressure.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, his skill, perhaps just give us a little bit more information pertaining to the team members that are actually going to be going with you this time around.
We have two teams going.
Two teams, okay.
Yeah. We have the Open and then we have the women as well.
Okay.
So in the Open, we have her skill.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Koa Goodwill. We have Schwartz Bennett. We have Charles Aikup.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Max Natesborn.
Yeah.
So all these players have represented Namibia before, except Bennett.
Yeah, who's the newcomer?
It's Bennett, and he's looking forward to it. He's been preparing. He's been telling me all about his preparation, and it's a point. This guy's... look at his preparation, it's just extraordinary. This guy's really good.
Fantastic. What about the women's team, though? Who else is going apart from Kicha?
We have Jolie Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's the previous women's national champion.
Mm.
We have Chatindi Kamutua.
Okay. Yes.
We have Kicha here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have...
You guys leaving out anybody?
We also have Jamie Nicole Beerkes.
Yeah,
Jamie Nicole.
Yeah.
Also happens to be the youngest player on the team at only 16.
Lovely. Yeah.
And we also have Rauha Shipindo.
Mm. Okay, lovely. So to anyone who wants to, obviously now that we know a little bit more, we want to support you. How can we actually be updated in terms of the games or what time you guys will be playing? Is that what you say? Is it playing?
Yeah, time we'll be playing.
Any platforms that we can keep an eye on? Yeah.
There's three different platforms that you can look into
that
I am aware of that
yes.
we used back in 2022.
Yeah.
So there's chesslive.com. There's chess.com and also chess24.
Oh, okay.
Those are the three main platforms that'll keep you up to date on what we're doing, who's playing who.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. So any final words from your side to our Fresh FM listeners and why we should probably take those, you know, chess classes? I'm talking to NSK. He's somewhere here. Yeah.
You know, take those chess classes just to be passionate.
Yeah.
Just to try it out, you know. In this life, you can always just try something, take a risk. And I mean, chess will teach you a lot.
Yeah.
No matter how old or young you are, it'll always have something to teach you.
Yeah.
So, all right, especially for the young women out there.
Yeah.
Try it out, you know. It's a male-dominated sport, and we look forward to seeing more women. And especially because when I first started, I was the only woman.
Mm.
You know, I was one of, like, five women, and I was the youngest at the time.
Mm.
So today I see quite a few women playing, and it's very inspirational.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see just a little more.
Just a little more.
From being the only one to, you know, seeing, like, 10 girls, I'd like to see a lot more.
A lot more.
You know, there's a lot of amazing talent out there, especially in the women's world. And like I said, it's a male-dominated sport. So it'll be really great to see some young women.
Just take up more space, hey?
Just take up more space.
Yeah. Ezekiel, any final words from you?
You know, challenge yourself, you know. This game is all about that. And there is more potential when you have nothing to lose.
You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you so much for your time, Ezekiel and Keisha. We wish you nothing but the best. We learned something new today. I definitely need to polish up my skills. Oh, I mean, you know, I need to get started. Don't judge me. I'll meet you halfway. Like she said, regardless of how old you are, look into it and you just never know. It might actually be a game that you will fall in love with. This full conversation will be up on our website. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Hey, MTC postpaid customers, are you ready?